Lydia Dinkova, we're going to go to you with story number two. This is a piece you wrote that appeared in The Real Deal. I'm going to go ahead and read the headline and read the first couple graphs. Then I want you to provide any kind of insight. Right now, the amount of inventory is starting to go up. There's a lot of concerns about the office space. Are people going to go back to the office? We had this work from home scenario that went on during the pandemic. People go to the office 3 days a week. Increasingly, they're going 4 days a week. They're not going 5 days a week. So that's sort of the background for this story. So here's the headline in the first couple graphs, Lydia, that anything you can provide in terms of comments would be great. Headline, AMCO's waterfront Brickell office and apartment towers hit the market for $650 million, according to a source. Subhead, a 4.3-acre assemblage allows for redevelopment with super tall buildings totaling over 3 million square feet. And here's the first couple graphs. AMCO's waterfront office tower and adjacent apartment building in Brickell hit the market for roughly $650 million. Marketed as a possible redevelopment opportunity, The Real Deal has learned. The Denver-based real estate investment trust wants to sell the 32-story Brickell Bay office tower at 1001 Brickell Bay Drive and the 31-story, 357-unit Yacht Club apartments at 1111 Brickell Bay Drive, according to a news release from the listing brokers and AMCO's annual earnings report filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Robert Given and Troy Ballard are leading the CBRE team marketing the properties. The release and AMCO's SEC filing didn't include the asking price, and Givens and Ballard declined to comment on it. AMCO, or Apartment Income and Management Company, declined to comment. A source confirmed the target price is about $650 million. Wow, Lydia, that's a big number, $650 million. What did you find in reporting out the story? Are they getting out because they think the market is only going to go up, or are they getting out because there's some concerns about the office-based market, and are people going to go back to the office, as well as the opportunity to maybe knock it all down and go vertical, because supposedly everybody's coming to Miami and they all want to buy condos?
So I don't know about AMCO. Its SEC filings and earnings reports didn't shed light. I think there was something about the fact that they want to offload the office building, saying that they can redirect the revenue to profitable things and to dividends to shareholders with the profitable aspects of their real estate holdings, obviously in South Florida being, and in Florida being, apartments. But I think that, and I can only infer because, again, AMCO denied comment and you can only gather so much from their filings. I think that they're a big part of that. Again, my inference is that it's a bet on the Brickell market, because Ken Griffin's development site, where he's expected to build his headquarters for his Citadel and Citadel Securities, is one lot south of this assemblage. And this assemblage is, and Ken Griffin set the record back in, I want to say, 2022, when he bought that development site south of AMCO's site. And this assemblage is bigger, and it also has income producing properties on it, which can kind of carry whoever the buyer is for a little bit until they file development plans, whether it's they want to build one, two, or more super talls. And it's by right, I think they can build something like 3.1 million square feet between like condos, offices, hotels, that kind of thing.
That's interesting. Jean, Mr. Fackler, do you guys have any opinions about $650 million asking price? I've been in that office building before. I knew the guys who owned it previously. Yeah, it's circa 1980s, 1970s, a lot of wasted space compared to what you see today. In terms of the yacht club, the rental tower, it's a corporate-owned rental tower. Quality-wise, I'd probably call it a B-. It's an A-plus location right there on Brickell. It's got rail balconies, popcorn ceilings, stuff like that. Either of you have an opinion? Does it make sense to go in there and buy the two properties and try to simply ride out in anticipation of Miami's growth? Or do you think it's an opportunity where maybe the publicly traded company is looking to get out now because they're fearful about what the future might hold for real estate prices, whether it be office buildings and or, residential?
Yeah, I think it's the latter because, 2024, I mean, the market's changed in the last 2 years. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And we're closer to the end than we are to the beginning. So, my sense is that, it might be an opportunity to get out. Of course, anyone can put an asking price. We'll see what the, we'll see what the market bears,
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. That ask seems a bit high. especially if you're looking to maybe, dump the property, or at least you want to just keep the dirt. I mean, are you talking about why is that price point so high? It's my first question.
Well, Mr. Fackler, I think Lydia sort of addressed it. You got this billionaire, Ken Griffin, who bought a piece of dirt, a vacant lot just to the south of it. And he's supposedly putting up a $1 billion office tower with a hotel and a variety of other things. And it's just about clustering. So if you got some rock star trophy building and then lo and behold, you got something right next door, you would think a lot of people would sort of seek that out. Lydia, am I getting that right?
Yeah. And I actually did want to add, because like I had doubts as I was reporting this. I had to go back to my sources multiple times. I was like, you really said 650 million because it was so high. But when you break it down, Ken Griffin, who set the record 2 years ago with his development site, was 145 million per acre. This asking price is breaking down to like low 150 million per acre.
So it's a deal.
So I assume, I can only assume that the higher price is because they have, again, it's income producing real estate. I mean, yeah, you're right. They're older building, but still the apartments are fully leased. I think the office, I'm not sure, but it's still pretty highly leased. It's not like it's completely vacant. So, but then again, I think it raises the question as to like, is Ken Griffin's anomaly of a deal, record deal, going to be the one that sets brickle valuations and like skew everything that way? Or was it just like this one-off and people were hoping to get like this kind of valuation for their properties are just not going to get it? So it kind of like remains to be seen.
It remains to be seen, and we will be watching it. By the way, anybody wants to know a little bit about Ken Griffin? He's featured in a movie on Netflix called Dumb Money. Has to do with Roaring Kitty and the whole game type of scenario. So I'd encourage everybody to check out Dumb Money on Netflix. And Ken Griffin plays a major role in that particular movie, at least an individual who acts in his place.